We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the New Nasty Boys. I'm your co-host this morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you decide to listen to this thing, Billy DeVore, and sitting next to me is my co-host,
Chris Weir. What's up, Nasty Nation? Welcome back to the Fart Dunge. Good to have you back.
That was like my DJ fart horn.
I like that. That's what we have, like just crowds of people. Like it kind of sounds like vuvuzelas they wave around, just make fart noises.
Didn't work great.
That's all right. We're workshopping it.
Fart horn, leg horn.
Yeah, there we are.
Nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Tapped it in.
Hitting gold. Already 30 seconds in, we struck gold.
Fart horns. Didn't take long. Did not take long. How was your week and weekend?
Twas good. It was good until I said twas.
Twas good.
I went to the Comet, super fun spot in Northside. They have a lot of good comedy shows there. I went there for two shows. Super fun. First one, really fully reached, sold out. First one, really fun. Second one, I did not have fun. Maybe had a few too many drinks, and I was trying to recall the point in my set where I told the audience that I fucked all of their grandmothers, because the way they were looking at me, it felt like that's what I told them.
Yeah.
I don't recall, but it was still great either way.
Well, you didn't say you fucked all their grandmothers. You did say you fingered all of them.
That's true, but yeah. I figured that I'd start them off a little bit of a lie. It's like, no, I actually pleasured them further. So you guys don't have to be upset with me. But yeah, now, licked my wounds.
Yeah.
And then I'm back doing good. And what else has happened? Oh, my phone's not been working for a while.
This is really annoying.
It's been a saga for people. Like Billy's been trying to get a hold of me. And anyone I'm trying to get a hold of, it just can't. Yeah. I went into Verizon last week with a working phone, left with one that's not working. Nothing's wanting to back up. And of course, you got to get a hold of three different entities. I got to get a hold of Apple. I got to get a hold of Google. I'm getting a hold of like Steve Jobs, dead ghost. I'm trying to find... Nothing is working, it's just been going back and forth to Apple Store and Verizon. That's been a lot of fun.
It's like you're going between the two parents to be able to like do something for the weekend.
Yeah, said it would. You would do it, but they said
we gotta go talk to your mom. You know, whatever your mom says.
Just sit in that chair over there, and we'll get to you in 10 minutes.
Oh, come on!
What's the Wi-Fi? So I've been dealing with that. It hasn't been too much fun, but eventually, because I've been walking around like a freaking like two phones now, like a maniac.
Yeah, you know, you look like a drug dealer.
I know. You go from you oscillate from feeling like really bougie to really trashy pretty quickly. It's a little wild. And I started smoking crack too while I'm doing it, so people a little bit of offensive looks you give me, people.
Yeah. It's also really weird when you've been taking profile pictures, like you've been updating your Facebook a lot. I have to use Facebook to talk to you now, which I haven't used Facebook in forever, and it sucks. But it's like you on the phone with like a brick of singles like this.
Is it?
Yeah, and taking pictures with your cheap diamond teeth.
Oh yeah, that was me. That was me back in college. It was a phase. But yeah, dude. But I did get my port fixed because I had a dirty little port apparently. And I went to the Apple Store. I thought it was broke, and I told him, "Like, hey, my port's just been broken, you know, whatever." And the woman that was helping me out, she takes like pliers and pulls out like a long strand of lint. He's like, fix the port. I'm like, oh my God, you roasted me. It was embarrassing. Like she made me look like a filthy boy. They covered me in a tarp and escorted me out the back. Throwing old iPad boxes at me. It was
for shame. Just tweezers looking at you all judgy like,
yeah,
idiot.
Didn't break eye contact. You start ringing the shame bell. Shame!
Shame! Shame! Yeah, they have like at least four shame bells behind the Genius Bar.
Yeah, it was an Apple Store. It wasn't like a Cricket Store or something. You know, I was wearing shoes.
Not open toe either.
Not open toe.
Full pant.
Yeah, I was respectful. Quarter zip. They know I mean business.
With the fancy dad sweater, the quarter zip.
I got a good credit score, all right?
I'm above 650, okay? I'm not a Metro PCS.
Yeah. Check out these loafers, all right?
I have orthopedics in.
I have a CPAP mask. I do.
Oh, man. But yeah. I have to respond to these emails from this African prince. He's trying to give me his fortune.
That. Please, my Hotmail account. I need it.
Sir, this is a rotary phone, not an iPhone.
Oh, come on. And I start throwing my beeper at him.
Yeah. Oh. Dude, that's so wild. That sucks. Not having your phone is like the worst feeling in the world.
It doesn't feel good. But slowly, I think we're getting there. I'll give it another week before either it works or I just go completely wireless and just throw all my devices in the river.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Move into the woods, dude. We'll burn your Social Security card.
Let's do that.
Travel the country, you know, we'll just find jobs.
Live in a ditch. New lives. I love it.
Live that Lux Views, dude.
Eat grub. Could do it.
Urban, what is it? It's like urban foraging. Have you heard of that?
Yeah,
it's dumpster diving. They just really pitchforked it up by calling it urban foraging.
They really blessed up there.
Bless up. Oh. Only God can judge me. That's the shirt you wore to the the apple. I thought so.
Yeah,
I wasn't quite sure, but I thought it was up there,
covered in pee stains. Only God can judge me.
With a giant SpongeBob on it with the big pimp hat.
Oh, dude, I wish.
Where he's pointing and he's got like, he's on the phone. Mm-hmm. It's one of the best memes in the game.
It's a pretty good one.
It's pretty great. Well, that sucks.
I know. I'll get it resolved here.
Awful.
What about your week?
It was great. Thursday went to the FCC match. They lost 1-0 to the old Brandon Vasquez. That was a bummer. Friday took Sweet Cheeks, the queen, mm-hmm. to dinner.
Thanks for that dinner, by the way.
It was great. Yeah. Anytime. I hope you enjoyed that soda.
I did.
I knew you would. See, I knew you loved fancy Italian. Dude, God, we ate. We just so much. We looked at our server and we went, we're bawling out. She went, go on. And we got like a first dish, second dish, three pastas, and then we did the pork loin. I mean, if you go to Soto, you do the donuts. You do the little powdered donuts with the pistachio, the butterscotch, and chocolate dips. Oh, my God. Couldn't move. We went home immediately after.
Yeah. Still have yet to go there. I know it's sacrilegious for me to live here and have not gone to Soto yet, but I've heard nothing but amazing things, and it's like, oh, sorry, even the microphone's getting upset with me.
It's like, dude, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
My mic's been to Soto.
Yeah, hey, I got a doctor that could help you out with that. Hams. But it's like Italian food, and they do like a bunch of, is it like a la carte situation?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I'm starting to get hungry because I haven't had dinner yet, just thinking about how good it was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude. Oh, we had this chicken liver pate that pateed my flavor hole.
Mm.
It was so good. Just nom, nom. It was fantastic. I'm sorry if I'm making y'all hungry. Here's the problem with Soto. When we were done, we were like, well, we'll go to the host stand and make reservations for the next time. The next available reservation for two people, June 14th.
That's outrageous.
Yeah, we had to wait 4 months already to go on Friday.
Dude, I mean, that's great for them, but wow. How many people does it seat?
Not that many. Probably like, I'd probably say like 70.
That's pretty rad, though.
65, 70.
If you're a server, that's got to be good. You know, you're booked up until like June.
Oh, yeah, dude, you're cashing out. And the server's like, request me. I was like, you going to be here still? It's fucking June. And she was like, I'll be here. I was like, good for you.
I'm going to have a whole nother occupation and area code at that point. But that's awesome, dude.
Saturday, watched some MLS with our old buddy Graham. Went and watched the fights at MGM Grand.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not normally my thing. But, you know, when someone asks and I'm like, I don't have any plans, I'll go do it.
Yeah.
Made like $50 off one of the fights. Dude, it was so funny. They're like, you go in and you're like, MMA isn't exactly something that some lefty's going to sit down and watch, mm-hmm. you know? So walk in, a lot of hats with ropes, mm-hmm. you know? And I'm like, I know what I'm coming into. And I was like, okay. They show Joe Burrow and they're like, yeah. And then they show Trump walking in.
Oh, dude.
Dude, it's almost like it sounded like he walked in there.
Oh, my
God. Just cheering, people throwing glasses, getting ready to plan January 6th part 2. It was fucking wild.
Oh my God, dude. I'm sure that was quite a scene.
We were the only people just sitting there like, oh boy, we can't boo.
We are surrounded by backwards hats. This is not going to go well.
Yeah, all these guys really wish their dad was here.
Yeah, there's a lot of repressed anger in this room.
I wish he was saying I was proud of me. I'm like, okay, deep breath.
A lot of only upper body strength here. A lot of people skipping leg days in this room.
And so I was just like, okay. And then it ended, went home. And then Sunday went to the FCC match again and watched them tie 0-0. It's just hard to watch them right now. It's just, they aren't gelled yet. They got to figure it out.
Lots it's early of new on.
Pieces. It's so, or, I mean, yeah, it's March.
Yeah.
And the season, you know, say they make the MLS Cup. Like, they make it all the way to the end. That's like the second week of December.
Man, they got a while.
They got a long time.
Let them get some time to jive and get their stuff figured out.
Gel and get it in.
Mm.
So, it's still like extremely frustrating standing there and watching them just miss by inches. You're like, ah, God!
Yeah, dude.
I've been edging for weeks. Put one in. Just slide it in.
That's got to be a term for soccer now at this point, right? I mean, just edging in soccer. I mean, because like watching that as opposed to watching other sports.
Yeah.
I mean, baseball gets a lot, you know, thrown against it for not having high scoring games. But you can go to a handful of soccer games and see how many goals have you seen?
Oh, boy. In person?
The past two games?
None.
That's none. Zero offense.
From FC Cincinnati. Yeah, it was heartbreaking. God, it sucks. But it's, you know what? They'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
They're good boys. They'll get it together. I'm not too worried, but still, boy howdy. God, it's just infuriating. So this guy that they signed last year, his name's Bupenza, and they're like, God, he just keeps missing. I was like, yeah, I wish I could be almost good at my job.
Yeah.
They carried me out of there. Like, I was their hero.
Yeah.
So cool. I was the MVP of the Coors Corner.
You just kept missing and mistaking things?
No. That comment right there.
Oh, they held okay.
me
up,
made me their leader and all this stuff. It was great.
You were the king of Coors Mountain.
I sure was. I was the conductor of the Silver Bullet.
Oh, there you go, baby.
It was sick. One thing that they do have.
They don't touch you. They can tell you're cold. You start changing colors.
Their hand moves and it's just blue.
He's our blue king.
He's our blue king. You know, he's not choking. He's just full of silver bullets.
That's that silver bullet coursing through his veins. Yes.
It's not lead poisoning at all.
No.
They have this cool thing now at TQL Stadium. It's super fun. You know, like in baseball, we've got the nacho helmet.
Yeah.
Dude, they now have one. It's half a soccer ball.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like orange and blue. People eat the nachos. They all go to the bathroom, wash it out, and you just look over and it's a sea of dipshits.
There we go.
It's just the soccer ball helmet on. It's incredible.
That's awesome. I wonder if that was like a foresight for them to be like, okay, it has to be head size because people need to wear this and let everyone know they're drunk and they smell like cheese.
They have a lot of onion on their breath.
Oh my God, yeah, it's a literal cheese helmet.
I think they had to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that'd be, I mean, like, what? The nacho helmet at Graham, it doesn't fit my head.
Yeah.
Does it fit your head?
This is it.
Oh, that's right. We did this last year. Good catch.
Let's see. That's about it. I think I'm a sip. Oh!
You fit? There we go.
I had cheese in this. This is my dinner one night.
Hold on, let's see.
I don't think you can.
Oh! Hey! How about that?
Hell yeah.
Well, now you have lice. So.
That's all right. That just mixes well with the bed bugs.
So, yeah, man, I had a really good weekend, and this week coming up, it's going to be pretty good, too. So, mm-hmm. Feeling good. You know, we're just getting closer and closer and closer to opening day.
That we are.
We are, when this airs, 17 days away from being able to walk down to Great American Ballpark, go through the metal detectors, and watch live baseball.
And get more cheese helmets.
Yeah, cheese helmets!
It's been too long. I need that helmet.
Give it to me. Extra jalapenos.
Yes, please.
I'm so excited. And I can't wait to see what new food options they have.
I know.
God, I can't wait. it's going to be great.
Do you know there is going to be a lot more food options this year? Is that like your kind of draft day where you just wait to see, like, who did we pick up in the first round? Funyuns!
Oh my God. Funyuns, Skyline, cheddar cheese, onions. I'm a genius.
How's about this? I'm going to do a slight variation on that. I like everything except the base instead of Funyuns. Let's go pork rinds.
Ooh, that's a great call.
Let's do pork rinds.
Let's do it. Oh, man, they're just called redneck nachos?
Yeah, I like it. Redneck nachos.
That's great. I do have something to announce, though, in the realm of food. Mm-hmm. I can actually say it. I'm very happy to announce it. March 28th, opening day at Taglio. There will be, we don't have a name for it, but I have connected Taglio with Camp Washington Chili. We are going to be doing a cheese coney Detroit-style pizza.
Okay,
I'm so excited. Detroit-style pizza. Hot dogs that have been thinly sliced.
Okay.
Chili, right? And it's like the thick bread pizza. Put it in the oven. Pull it out of the oven. Finish it. Cheddar cheese, mm-hmm. onion, mustard.
Okay.
Nom, nom, nom.
I love it. And it's Detroit-style pizza, so the tin you're baking it is completely made of lead.
What is so nice, though, is that it does get super hot, and that cheese crispens on the edge.
I like that, man.
God, I'm so horned up. So, yeah, come see me. I'll be down there slinging the pies, dude, doing it for opening day.
That's great. I'm so proud of you.
Thanks, man. It's really a dream come true that I can just keep mashing myself into these businesses to make crazy chili dishes.
You're just like flanking so many different like parts of Cincinnati with all these businesses that have like these gut, like these gigantic dishes named after you. Just like these are, I'm not even sure what to call it. There was a guttural. No, not guttural. I love it. That's what I'm trying to say. Gastral was the word
I'm saying. Gastral. I'm a gastrologist.
Dude. There you are.
King of farts. Is mm-hmm. that what that means?
I think so.
Yeah, we'll let that right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We think it is. We'll let it happen.
But that's pretty rad, man. How many dishes do you think you got named after you in the city?
I have, well, one secret.
Okay.
At Camp Washington. And I don't, this one shouldn't be named after me. People have done like chili pizza before. But no one's done it on a Detroit-style crust.
Yeah, and I'm just talking like locally, like right here.
Is this in the fart dungeon?
Yeah, this is just here. This is very civic conversation we're having, strictly within these walls.
Of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, probably at least nine in your house. Yeah. No, I only have one. I just have the one.
That's good, man.
But it's you know, I accomplished my goal early in life, which was to have a chili dish named after me.
You peaked right after that.
When I was 16, I actually truly peaked when I was working at GameStop. And then,
mm-hmm.
chili dish, 32 years old.
Yeah, weren't you a professional like DDR guy? Dance Dance Revolution?
Oh, there's too much chili floating around in here. Not happening. No, no, no. I was a Guitar Hero. Could play behind my head.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. I'm not as good as Schubert, but...
No, who can you be? I mean, how can you beat him with those hands? He can touch all the buttons.
All of them. Dude, he can actually strum, too, with his pinky down there and get it. I took him to his first FCC match.
How do you like it?
He loved it. At the end of the match, I was like, yeah, we're collecting all, we take the boots home, you know, the beer boots. We take them home and we're going to get to the point where we have enough. We're going to play beer pong with them. Oh. And I look over, he's just walking around picking them up. I got five new beer boots to add to my collection.
That's great. I mean, it's glad, you know, I wouldn't pick them up. That's good that Schubert was there because he feels no social remorse for any of his actions.
None. It was so funny. Mm-hmm. But I was like, he was like, I got him. And I was like, and then I got, it was like, you got to hold them all in one hand so you can be the Johnny Bench of beer boots. And he was like, I'm not happy about this. And I was like, I am. Click. I did not post that anywhere on the internet yet. Mm-hmm. That's like a season recap post, you know?
That's good.
So yeah, I think, it was great. It was awesome.
Nice, dude.
Well, it's officially over. Joey Votto is now in the Toronto Blue Jays organization. Thank you for everything. We said, hey, one of these, it's official and he's somewhere else. We'll finally say goodbye. It's over.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Goodbye, Joey Votto. Love you, miss you, wish you nothing but the best. Watching you play baseball in Cincinnati was some of the best like times of my childhood and adult life. It was amazing. Thank you so much.
We grew up with him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
17 years in a red uniform. That's a lot of formative years.
It is. And a lot of fun memories. A lot of great time spent. Billy and I together hanging out watching Votto. Bang.
Dad.
Yeah.
Dad. I can't do that anymore.
That was fun. We always used to yell dad at Joey Votto when he's up there. He's the Cincinnati daddy.
Oh, you know? Cincinnati daddy. Yeah, so true. I'm going to miss that a lot. But he signed with the only team I'm cool with him signing with. Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah, that made a lot of sense. It was great. And also, he did look pretty snazzy in that blue.
That blue looks good. The blue with the white and then the Blue Jay. I mean, it just perfect fit. Mm-hmm. Matches his eyes. The guy looks great.
He is crisp.
He's crisp. He's clean. So it's a minor league deal with an invite to major league camp. If he makes it, which, you know, he's going to start probably the season most likely in AAA. Because, you know, he's only coming off of a season where he had a negative 0.1 war with a shoulder that wasn't 100%. So you got to go down and figure some stuff out.
Yeah, this is also coming from him, too, where he's suggesting that, like, starting out in AAA is, like, his anticipation. Because he wants to be, you know, coming out, running downhill, being ready when he actually does, you know, start out in the major or gets back in the majors.
Exactly. See Trent Rosecrans, friend of the pod, had a great article interviewing Joseph Daniel Votto. And to quote C. Trent, not only did Votto say he expects to start the season in the minor leagues, the Blue Jays AAA team in Buffalo, New York opens the season at home on March 29th. He said he wasn't disappointed that he only signed a minor league contract. Quote, the opposite. I need time to prepare and resharpen my game, Votto wrote. A goal of mine is to fully prepare the second I return to major league competition. The major league level is about execution.
You expect nothing less from him. I mean, could be his final year of baseball and still giving like such poetic, you know, responses to something like that.
Yeah, and he wants to do it on his own, not just, you know, past merit. He's like, I'm going to prove to not just myself, but everyone, that I still have more in the tank.
Yeah, and I think he does, and I wish him the best. I can't wait to watch him play, albeit it's going to be a little weird seeing him play in a different uniform, but it'll be entertaining nonetheless.
Yeah, I mean, him in a Buffalo AAA uniform. I hope he is there when it is Buffalo Wings night.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see this?
No, I didn't.
They have a whole uniform. They changed their name to the Buffalo Wings, and the hat is a flat with blue cheese on it, with celery. Oh, dude, it's so good. Imagine Joey Votto rocking chicken wing themed uniforms.
Gotta love the miners.
God, it's the best. It's like the best of both worlds right there.
Yeah.
Joey Votto wearing one of my favorite foods?
Yeah.
Come on.
There'll be no edging there, man. It'll be an immediate explosion.
Full blue cheese blast.
It's just blue cheese, I swear.
I'm just glad Joey Votto finally signed somewhere. I was starting to get a little worried.
Mm-hmm.
The Keanu Reeves post of him sitting on the bench, eating the, like, looking disassociated, throwing the bread. Him going on Dan Patrick, like, someone please give me a job. And then the stuff with the grocery carts. What was up with, did you see all that?
I saw him post a couple things about him saying he's not going to put back grocery carts. I thought it was hilarious. Yeah. But then you're just like, man, he's got a lot of time in his hands right now.
Just the slightest of civil disobedience where he's like, you know what? I'm just going to leave it a little outside of the corral. It's how mad I am and how polite he is.
Yeah, that's the most Canadian, like, aggressive thing that can be done is not putting back your cart. That'll get you 7 to 10 in Ontario.
Hey there, bud. You got to put it back here. We got plenty of meese coming through. We don't want them to trip and fall. Yeah, and the weirdest one was him putting the shopping cart into the shower.
I didn't see that one.
Dude, it's wild. It's just like, it was just him filming, panning over, and it was a, you know, full standing shower, and there was one of the mini carts, like the half carts.
Yeah.
Just water going down on it.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like,
goodness.
What are you doing, bud? Yeah. That's so gross.
That's almost like we need to have, like, a health check on Joey Votto. He's washing carts again.
Oh, God, there he goes. Oh, is that Dawn? Oh, God damn it. And he's wearing gloves. He means business.
Oh, man, he's really getting in the crevices there. He's cleaning it.
No, don't spit on him. Don't spit on him.
Joey. God. Oh, he's got out the syrup. He's rubbing. Oh, he's giving the maple syrup bath. He's really regressed. He's going downhill. Back to his roots now.
The last one was him just in a random parking lot. Like, it looked like he straight up stole the shopping cart, put it in his car, and then drove to a parking lot, and then just shoved it. And it looked like it was Kenwood. Like, it looked like it was here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it looked like it was, like, like right off of Montgomery, like right down the street.
I can see that.
And just shove, and it going down towards like a parking garage. And it's like, Joey, no!
It's a child. It's a goose. He has to flee. He goes back to Canada. You have to extradite him.
No, he can't go back to Canada. The Canadian goose is like their national bird.
Yeah, they're going
to have
to
go south of the border, dude.
Exactly, man.
Canadian defects to Cuba.
Yeah. I got one more year left in me. Has nothing to do with the fact that I decapitated that Canadian goose with a shopping cart in Kenwood Mall.
Yeah, and then I took his feathers and turned it into a coat. That's not what this is about.
He's wearing it in a big like feather dress on his head.
He's wearing the like feathers around his neck like a guy in Vietnam collecting like the teeth for his kills.
Oh, or who was the one that played Black Swan that had like the swan just like draped over her chest?
Oh, was it Natalie Portman in Black Swan?
Oh, I'm thinking of like a different lady. She was of the Asian persuasion.
Or the movie Black Swan?
I'm not sure if it was the Black Swan, but the lady literally had it was Bjork.
Yeah, Bjork had, did that.
It looked like a real swan.
Okay,
draped over her.
Yep, that sounds exactly like something Bjork would do.
Mm-hmm.
She also, one of her albums, she released an app that was like, it was like a geology app where she picked certain rocks that matched the songs. And I'm like, this is probably right up Joey Votto's alley.
Yeah, and notoriously, she's a very awful first baseman.
But her, Ted Williams, Barry Bonds, 7 years of over 400 OPS.
And they're all going to have their heads frozen eventually.
That's so true. Mm-hmm. That's so true. But no, what shocked me was that, do you think it was him waiting to get a better deal, or was it Toronto kind of, you know, waiting around, seeing what was happening?
Man, I don't really know. When he said he got like 10 response or 10 people reaching out, but it was not about playing baseball, it was just for media purposes, that's when I got like a little concerned. I understand he might be a pricey guy, but I thought for sure there'd be a club that could benefit from having a player of the caliber of Joey Votto on their team.
Yeah, I mean, again, Ted Williams like numbers.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of patience can also be kind of taught a little bit. I mean, you saw him working last year with Ellie De La Cruz.
Yeah,
and working with everybody, all these young guys.
Yeah. There's more than just like benefits coming just solely from the player on the field. It also trickles out into the other players, the knowledge that they can pass off. I mean, how many people or clubhouses of the Reds talk to Votto about potentially being a coach or being within the organization on that side of things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, clearly they see, you know, the benefits of having someone like Joey Votto just from a managerial side of things. So, yeah, I was pretty shocked that he had no real sincere offers, it sounded like.
None. Yeah, I just wouldn't be shocked if he returned in some media capacity after he's done. He's very good at it.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think that it might have been him. Like, he said he didn't have offers, which, again, could be turned to phrase of he didn't have the offers that he wanted.
Okay.
And noticing that time was dwindling, he's like, fine, I'll just take the hometown deal. I'll take the minor league one. This is cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of more what happened.
I could see that. I'm not sure how much he's like, his agent or whatever was like pressing other teams, because I'm sure there'd be a lot of agents that are actively trying to court teams,
sure,
to get you to sign their guy. So
sure, and also there could have been a buffer where it was these offers were coming all the time, and Joey's like, I don't even want to hear about him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he told him, this agent's like, I don't want to hear about him, don't tell me. And then eventually got to the point where he was like, okay, what's going on? They're like, it's all just these offers. And he's like, all right, I'll take the Toronto one.
Mm-hmm.
I think that could have been it too, but I'm just glad he's there, and Toronto needs a left-handed bat like him. You know, yeah. They signed Daniel Vogelbach, Danny Burgers, and boy, I love Danny Burgers so much. Mm-hmm. He said when he got signed, he was like, I'm going to go from Danny Burgers to Danny Poutine.
Oh my God, that crushed, I'm sure, in the local media.
Crushed in the DeVore household.
Yeah.
I was saying it for a whole week.
You're just clapping your mitts together.
Ah, I want poutine! Where can I get poutine? But yeah, him. And then, you know, so eventually you can see him, if he turns it around, if his shoulder's 100%, if he can still turn on a fastball. I wouldn't be shocked if he ended up with a big league team by, like, early June. Like, and he's ready to go. I just wouldn't be shocked. Just to let everyone know, April 16th through the 21st, he will be in Columbus
mm-hmm.
with the Buffalo Bison playing against the Columbus Clippers. So if you want to see Joey Votto play, there's a good chance he's going to be playing.
That'd be pretty tight.
He said he wants to stay in AAA, make the couple-hour trip. He plays like it's like Tuesday through Sunday.
Yeah.
So he's like, you could go hang out with Joey for a whole weekend.
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
Yeah.
That's a nice little...
It's a nice logo, dude. Look up. Oh, that the one from 98, sick. But look up the Buffalo Bison chicken wing. It's so good. And also, say Joey Votto does make the club June, July.
Oh, the flat that looks like a glove?
Yeah, and that's blue cheese.
Oh, it's blue cheese and there's celery behind it? Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
It's really hard to not order one of those, I'm telling you.
That is solid.
It's pretty great. It's up there. It's one of the best minor league hats I've ever seen.
It's hot. It's spicy. That's a spicy.
But then hat. It cools it right back down with the blue cheese.
It really does. You got to keep switching hats. You got a chicken wing hat, and then you got to put on like a Coke hat. After that, got to cool it down.
Well, I'm starting to fall asleep. Coffee hat. a good chance. August 19th through 21st. The Reds are playing in Toronto, so if you want to make a trip up to Canada and see Joey Votto play the Reds, that's how you can do it, right there.
Heck yeah, dude.
Very cool stuff.
Something to chew on.
We're back on the chicken wings, huh?
Yeah, I think we are. Well, we never left.
We never left. God, this is a very food-heavy episode. We haven't had one of these in a while. Not this much.
Yeah, I know.
I want to say for at least 10 minutes, we have talked about food. I've been staring at the nuts.com bag.
Yeah.
It's, oof, buddy. Well, let's shift from food.
Okay. We'll get back to it. I'm sure we will.
Oh, it'll happen. Trust me. There will be a way that I can weasel it in here somewhere.
I think so.
I don't have any issue there. We have a big issue, though. Nomi Marte suspended 80 games for violating the MLB's performance-enhancing drug policy.
Nuts!
No!
Why?
Dumb. What are we doing, dude? What are we doing here?
That is really stupid, really frustrating. My goodness, he was going to be such a big part of the fun equation for this upcoming season, and wow, that is such a thorn in the side.
Foolish, irresponsible, and boy, howdy, I bet those guys in the clubhouse are furious.
Yeah, with all the momentum that the Reds seemingly were having before the season rolling in, to have something this critical get in the way of that, I hope he's feeling every bit on the spot of what he should be, because this clubhouse, I'm sure, is just not happy with that.
No, not thrilled. He came back testing positive for boldenone. I don't know what that is. So I did some research because I don't really know all of the performance enhancing drugs. Basically, I know a few, but not all of them. This one is fun. This one is an anabolic androgenic steroid. Can I take that again? I think I said that wrong.
Go
anabolic
for it.
Androgenic steroid. Did I say that right?
It's androgynous. We don't know which way it swings, but it's gonna be jacked when it gets here.
Anabolic they them steroid.
Exactly.
We just know that once it gets in the veins, it lets it pick itself.
Yeah.
No, it's not good. So what is anabolic androgenic steroid? What is that? I don't know, but it's illegal and he shouldn't have been doing it.
Yeah, and it has steroid in the name. So yeah, and that is something. If you're injecting it, it's a steroid. There's no like, oh, I didn't. Yep. Did I not? I couldn't take that. Yeah, there's no wiggle room for not knowing, for ignorance on this.
Yep.
He fully knew that it was a banned substance. I don't think it's going to necessarily be the end of this bright young player's career. It's so early into his career, and he hasn't made a name for himself yet, so hopefully he can mature very rapidly from this and come back and do what he can to help the team this year. Can't do it in the postseason.
Yeah.
Would have been really nice, but he's going to have to do everything he can to claw back and help, you know, his help. Team.
Yeah, I have very few rules in life, and one of them is as soon as you have to use a needle, I'm out.
Mm.
I mean, I'm talking all of it. Steroids, knitting, fixing a sweater. Anytime I have to use a needle, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over it. It's toast. The way that it's in, that you ingest it is straight up. Pull it from the little jar that you get that's probably illegal,
mm-hmm.
and then you put it into your muscle, and then you shoot it. There's no, like, Fernando Tatis where it's like, oh, no, I had lice. It's to treat my lice. It's like Benadryl to treat your lice?
Yeah, it's like, no, you got to get a burner phone, call some dude in Miami that also owns, like, a gym. That's how you get this type of steroid.
Yeah. Baldenone, also known as the Balco one.
Ooh.
Whenever you hear Balco, not good. Not good at all. I'm just so bummed, man. I'm bummed. But can we look at it this way? Now we know what the infield's going to look like.
Yeah, it does help shape that ever-changing infield that we're just trying to figure out. So it makes those decisions a lot easier.
Yeah. I just want to preface by saying, this sucks, but you know who your three guys are at first. It's going to be CES, Candelario, it's going to be India. You know who's at second. It's going to be McLean in India. It could be Steer if, heaven forbid, you need to do that. Shortstop, Ellie, McLean. Third base, Candelario, CES, India, Steer. Like, you now can mix and match all of those.
Yeah.
You know what this is going to be, and you don't have it kind of gumming up the works where you're worried about CES not getting enough bats.
True.
You know he's going to get those.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks, but I wanted to see a full year of CES.
Yeah, same.
This is what this lineup is missing, which is a consistent bopper, a dude who has 30 to 35 homer power.
Yeah, can hit those gaps, and it's going to be just more opportunity for these other players, these other young players, to showcase their talents now. It's unfortunate for all the reasons that we said, but at the same time, it's going to open the door a little bit for these other guys that have proven themselves, you know, last year, and let's see how they're going to mature this season.
Yeah. And then also seeing, like, this week, Will Benson moving from right field, left field, center field. Like, it kind of helps gel that situation where it's like, cool, these guys are set. This is dope. You kind of now have an overall vibe, Jesus Christ, a feel for the roster and where it's going to be on the field. Not on the mound yet, but still, man. And I didn't even have to mention Tyler Stevenson at first because we have CES and Candelario that can play first and Steer.
And India's got to.
I mean, you don't need to force him out of position. This really does help. And here's the thing. It's 80 games. Yeah, that sucks. He's going to miss 80 games. He can come back if he goes to AAA, gets his shit together, and he looks like he's good enough to come back up. Cool. That's like making a move at the deadline.
Yeah, it's a set of fresh legs.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah, non-juiced up legs.
Non-juiced up legs. So walking around, hey, is that a bug bite on your calf, on your thigh there? No? Okay, well, don't pee in the cup.
Just a ton of zits and some track marks.
Yeah, some track marks. I also looked into it. The steroid he was using had like a 14-day half-life, so it floats around your system for an extra 14 days after you shoot it up. So, which means he, like, just did it. Means he's out there. He was actively doing it.
Yeah, man. Oh, that sucks.
Bro, when you get to spring training, don't fucking do it.
Yeah. I'm not condoning that sort of behavior at all. But when you look at the behavior plus the lack of foresight on how to get away with said behavior, it just throws up, like, if you're going to cheat better. You know? That's what I'm trying to tell you.
That's what baseball is all about.
It's just, you know, finding those edges to kind of cut around there. Find those loopholes. Yeah. You know? What is that? Sticky tack on my fingers? Or I just got some weird hands? I don't know what it is.
Yeah, rosin and sunscreen are totally legal.
Yeah.
That's not like I'm using spider tack, okay? That's the whole fucking thing. I wasn't banging on the trash can. I was throwing away the same ball and kept missing when it happened to be a changeup.
Yeah.
That's all there was.
That nail file was in my jock strap before I put it on. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, no. This isn't a signal or a beeper to let me know what's coming through at all. Be better at cheating.
Yes.
Be better.
Yeah. I mean, it just raised so many other questions. Like, why would you do that? Yeah, all done.
I'm with
all
you.
Done.
I'm with you on why, and especially the timing. There's one thing that could be that he was trying to bounce back from that hamstring issue.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I guess anabolic steroids would help. No, HGH would help.
Yeah.
HGH.
Come on, man. Another workaround.
Come on, another workaround. You got to get them little embryos and put them in there, and that helps rebuild your muscles. Not anabolic Barry Bonds allegedly steroids.
Yeah, we need to get like that placenta stuff for you. We need to get like some dead fetuses for you to suck on. Oh, they don't check for that.
No, never. No. They're not just walking around like looking through a bag. All right, cool. That's good. That's legal. That's just rosin. A couple dead fetus. We're good here. Okay, moving on.
Nothing out of the huge.
Yeah, he's just sitting on the bench cracking them open like Christopher Reeve in South Park.
Yeah.
Just... I'm ready to go!
Sucking them back.
Just like me with Malort, baby. Yeah. The circuit of call. Can I get two High Lifes, two fetuses?
Yeah.
Sorry, Malort. I need Malort.
And the extra, yes.
Any extra? No, they're just a grouping of cells. That's what they are.
Malort?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, we can go there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could definitely go there. So yeah, it sucks. We're going to miss him this whole year, or this whole year. Oh, yeah, the other big thing. So he suspended those 80 games, right?
Yeah.
Say he's playing lights out in AAA, and they bring him back up, and he helps push the Reds over the edge to get a division title. Postseason comes, he can't play.
You're out.
You're done. If you get banned for PEDs, you be on the BENCH.
That's pretty good, man.
Thanks, dude. That was so fast.
I know. I couldn't have done that. I'm bad at spelling.
It's okay. I don't know where I pulled it from. I just, that last morsel of energy I have from today and the time moving forward, all burned right there.
Hell yeah, man.
Toasted. But yeah, dude, so that's what also sucks. So whatever. Maybe you just leave him in AAA and be like, well, you can play third. How about you learn how to play left? How about you learn how to play right?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you play some first? Just have him float around everywhere.
Give him some time to think, some time to simmer.
Yeah. Some time to simmer, some time to not do steroids.
True.
So overall... So bummed, but clear and everything else great. Frankie Montas has been named the opening day starter.
Mm-hmm.
A little shocking,
mm-hmm.
but also Hunter did it last year. Only went 3 1/3. Let the vet do it.
Yeah, we were talking. Theory could be that Hunter is just a little too jacked up for opening day. He just came out a little too hot. Also, out of 162 games, realistically, opening day is the least meaningful game that you have. It's fun,
yeah,
but it's the first of a 162 game campaign. Grand scheme of things, it's not really gonna matter who starts, and why not have the senior dude lead us off.
Yeah, the senior dude who's been working with the young guys and who's guaranteed to only be here 1 year.
Yeah,
this could be the only time he does it.
He's not gonna probably have nearly as much stress carrying on his shoulders is what Hunter Green might have. So, yeah, I mean, initially you're like, why would he do that? We're like,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's fine. It makes sense.
Yeah, let him do it. Let it rip. And I'm very excited to see him on opening day. Other pitching stuff. Nick Martinez on Friday night looked very good. Struck out 6 Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Fastball, dotting them, change up. Beautiful.
Like you said, he was just doing pretty much on 2 pitches, right?
Yeah, and the guy's got 4 pitches.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, here's the thing. He's making more and more of a case of how can you not have him in the rotation?
Yeah, and with the way it kind of seems to be just the chemical makeup of this team, not only with defense, offense, and pitching, it's like a platoon style of next man up sort of atmosphere. So, yeah, I can see them having a lot of starting pitchers.
Oh, I do too. I mean, they've also addressed that, saying we're probably going to have a rotation of 8 or 9 mm-hmm. between AAA and here, which then, you know, Nick Lodolo made his spring training debut on Sunday. 2 innings pitched, 1K. You don't want to rush him back.
Mm-hmm.
So might as well, if he pitches well the next couple times and he's built up, then you put him in the rotation. If he's not built up, then you let him continue to build up his strength and work on it and not rush him back, because you have someone like Nick Martinez who can fill in for a spot or two.
Mm-hmm. And that's just such world's difference where it was last year, or at least thinking back about how they seemed a bit gassed starting pitching and then transferred over to relief bullpen, who picked up a lot of innings last year. So, yeah, this makes sense to kind of buffer up the starting pitching. So it just kind of helps out the entire rotation.
And we're talking about a bullpen that got better. That's so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I'm just getting so jacked.
Oh, yeah, we are. We've been hanging out with fucking... We're hanging out with Novelli Marte.
We're hanging out with this guy. Can't you tell? I just got so ripped this week, dude.
Yeah, you did, dude. There's so many skid marks on this chair over here.
Dude, that's why it's starting to break. It's not because of my weight. It's because of just friction.
Yeah, there's fissures going on in the chair. From all the rumblings he's been shooting out.
Oh, God. Abbott had 5 Ks against the Snakes last week, but he also gave up 7 hits. He's had a tough going of it against the A's at the beginning of the week. But he came out and he said, like, dude, I'm working on throwing a fastball high and inside.
Yeah, it's not escaping the other players of kind of like what the game plan is for some of these pitchers. And yeah, Abbott's working on something, and the players are also working on something, which is hitting the ball. It's just kind of, you know, it's going to happen that way in spring training. It's for the pitchers to develop. So I'm not really that concerned.
I'm not worried about anything at the moment. The only thing I'm worried about is health and getting there.
True.
That's all that we're worried about. And then we're also worried about Hunter Green's splitter. Which, pretty cool. He threw it again. 5 Ks, 3 innings of work against the Cubs on Thursday in a weird 2-2 tie.
Yeah.
They saw FC Cincinnati and they were like, can we do that?
Yeah, that sounds pretty fun. Let's just do that. Yeah, why not?
Sure. The only blemish was a 2-run homer to Michael Busch. I mean, the guy pounded a fastball. That happens.
Yeah.
I mean,
but the important thing is he's doing the split finger, getting that to work. And my goodness, if he can just drop that like one time an inning, that's all he needs.
Yeah. If you're looking at the breakdown the next day and you see he threw it 5 to 7 times, that's awesome. That's all he needs to do, because he throws his fastball over 50% of the time, and his slider's like 43% of the time. If you can kind of balance those numbers out a little bit and get like a 12 to 15% on that splitter, if it works, he figures out the changeup, either one. Very excited. Very cool. If you want to see any of these guys pitch this week, the TV schedule, Wednesday and Thursday. That's it. So mark your calendars for 4:05 Bally Sports. And then Thursday's the MLB. It's the minor league spotlight, like the future spotlight.
That's what they're doing
and featuring like top prospects of the organization.
That could be fun. Give that a shot.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Offensively, let's talk about some guy who we want to have a bounce back year. Some guy that we thought would be a mainstay. Some guy we think could have a bounce back year. This guy, Tyler, QB1 Stevenson. Dude, he had 3 homers last week.
Yeah, Tomahawk went out a 3-run shot. He's been looking a lot better. And yeah, I think this is one of the dudes that's going to come out, have a lot of momentum, hopefully, with a statement year, because he does have a lot to prove still.
Tons. Well, it's the fact that we needed his bat to get back to what we thought he was, which was an above average hitting catcher.
Yeah, I just don't think a lot of people feel like, and himself included, probably hasn't lived up to his expectations. And with the way the team is, you know, hopefully going to be playing, I'd love to see him being an integral part of the offense with this team.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you can have your catcher hit is a giant plus. I mean, you look at 2021, he had an OPS plus of 106, and then this last year, an OPS plus of 87. Yikes. 13 points below average. You kind of want to get back to the 106 to 120 range, because then it's just an added benefit that makes your lineup longer.
Yeah, and we're seeing a lineup recently with having CES in the 8-hole, which, I mean, when you look at it, there's like, oh, yeah, this actually does make sense. And if you can have that amount of power, CES, Stevenson, whatever it is, in the 8-hole, you're doing something really well. You're going to be a very difficult lineup to deal with.
Yeah, that's just – they were already a top 10 offense last year. That means they just won't have to steal as many bases, because everybody will be just mashing.
Yeah.
God, that's going to be – that'll be nice. Just so excited. If he can – God, I'm just – if he bounces back, gets back to where he was, you're talking about a guy in the 8 or 9 hole – who can get on base at a 325, 330 clip and hit doubles.
Man, just having like all these like small incremental changes, these elevations going up in people's game, when you think we were 2 games away last year from making it to the playoffs, there's all these little things, like an additional 5 RBIs, an additional, you know, 15% in your batting average. Yeah. That'll translate to winning games here. And it's just, they keep getting thicker, dude.
Yeah, they do. What's that saying? High tides raise all boats?
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it is.
We have a boat.
We have a boat.
And there's a tide.
And they're all in it, trying to hit it.
Yeah.
Someone we've been very worried about, Matt McClain.
Mm-hmm.
He came back on Sunday.
Yeah.
He played second base. He went 0 for 2, struck out. But the good news is that he's back.
Yeah, it was a productive two outs that he had, or at least, you know, getting to see some pitches, getting up to speed. He's an athlete. I'm not going to be too worried about him. I'm just excited to see that he's back in and is going to be healthy.
Sorry, when you said he's an athlete, I'm happy he's back in. I was like, it'd be weird if you were like, that guy's not an athlete.
And I am not happy. He's not an athlete.
Not an athlete. He may play professional sports, but he's no athlete in my book.
No, not in my house.
Too short. Looking like Bam Bam up there. What's up, Ginger Bam Bam? You're like, whoa, dude, chill.
Take it easy.
He's integral.
Yeah, this is awesome.
That was something back. I was starting to get really worried about him and Lodolo. Like, dude, are we going to get there? Are we going to have this happen? And it's because anytime the club says, like, oh, we're not too worried or too concerned, it's either they're not too worried or they're not too concerned or we are fucked.
Yeah, and David Bell just has that nice poker face where you just can't get any read off of him. So it's like, oh, they said this, but like, what do they mean?
What do they mean? Is this for real? For real? We don't know. So yeah, it's good. And then Jonathan India came back, played first on Friday, had a nice diving grab, hit a homer on Sunday.
In the leadoff spot.
Woo, right where you love him too,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, dog.
Damn, him at the one, Ellie at the two is a very dynamic start to a lineup. Dude, think about that. India 1, Ellie 2, McClain 3, Jammer 4.
Yeah. You can do a Fraley, either that. I mean, there's a few people you can flip in there.
Yeah, Fraley, Benson, Steer, Stobie. We go, actually, here you go. Here we go. Now I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
India, Ellie, McClain, Jammer, Steer, Benson, Stevenson, India, Friel at the nine.
I love Friel at the nine. You're then just flipping it over.
Back over.
Hell yeah, dog. Give me some of that.
Dude, let's go.
We figured it out.
Yeah, dude. India's your DH, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Take that.
We're playing with fire over here, dude.
We are. We still have some other characters to spend. Mm-hmm. We still got a few other people we can just kind of rotate in and out of there.
I didn't say CES.
No, you didn't.
Man. And then rotate in CES. Dude, can it just start? I can't wait any longer.
I know. We're getting there. We're edging, baby.
We're edging so hard.
But we're getting to that edge.
We're getting there. But yeah, no, I'm just glad that they're back.
Mm-hmm.
Glad they're all back. We're getting up to full strength.
Yeah.
Suck to see him go. Jose Barrero, DFA, highly touted dude in our organization for so long, but he just could not figure it out.
Nope, he's going to the Texas Rangers organization, so, I mean, that's a plus for him. Yeah, so hopefully he can do good things there, and he will be missed. But, you know, that's baseball, baby.
That's baseball.
That's baseball, baby. That's
baseball. Dude, he was out of options. And that's the big thing is availability. If they had an opportunity to send him back down one more time, they would do it in a heartbeat and keep him in the organization. But instead, they're looking around and being like, well, shit.
Yeah.
Where do we put him?
We'd just be doing him a disservice if we didn't find him a place to play. And unfortunately, there was no spots on this organization.
No, and you have so many dudes coming up, too, in the outfield and infield, especially where he was at shortstop and third, left and right field. You're like, yeah, these other guys, we'd rather – they have options.
Mm.
They have – they're younger. We kind of know where we're at with this guy. We'll take the risk and let him walk. Here's your papers. There's the door. It sucks, but – they shouldn't have never called him up in 2020.
Yeah? You don't think that was a good idea?
No, I mean...
No?
No, he had only played, like, high A ball, and then they brought him up during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that wasn't fun
for
him.
So, cool, way to use that option. Strong work. So you look back and you're like, I wish we could have one more.
But, yeah.
Oh, well, dude, it's a bummer, but you've got Edwin Arroyo at short, and you're very we're all very excited about him.
But yeah, he's looking good.
He's looking great. We've also had some folks get sent down to minor league camp. Casey Ligma Nuts,
mm-hmm.
He down there.
Oh, dang.
He down there. Christian Roa down there. Carson Spears down there. Reese Hines. Jacob Herdebees, who I'm very high on.
Herdebees
Nuts. And then also, these 12 players were assigned. Actually, I'm not going to list all 12. The big ones were Rhett Lauder, Chase Petty, Edwin Arroyo, Tyler Callahan, Blake Dunn. No big surprises, but still, like, a lot of fuchs down there, dude.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. I mean, those names are more, immediately recognizable than what this current core was, you know, the year before they started.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a good sign.
Yeah, and fun out potential outfield depth. I mean, I just really want Reese Hines to get it together this year and make a big jump.
Mm-hmm.
Him and then Herdebee's just a repeat performance on what he did last year. And that's a guy that you could also flip into the outfield. So they said that, David Bell said that there's a chance he could be up at some point this year, Herdebee's, if he continues playing this well, that you can't not have him up here.
Yeah, if you can hit, you can play.
You can hit, you can play. He gets on base, he slaps, and he's fast. Mm-hmm. So he fits the club's mentality to a T.
Yeah.
Let's round third and head for home, baby. What do you got, pal?
I got some shows, some with you, actually. Let's see. March 15th, we'll be at the No Theater. That's in OTR. Mm-hmm. March 21st, Second Sight Spirit. That'll be in Ludlow, Kentucky with Billy. March 28th, Motor at Motor Mouth in OTR. Then March 29th and 30th at Wiley's in Dayton with Billy.
Hey.
What about you? What you got, man?
Those dates, March 21st, Second Sight Spirits. It's going to be a super fun show. Chris, a few other local comics as well. And then with you in Dayton at Wiley's. Also, March 28th, that's going to suck. You're doing opening day in the basement at Motor.
Oh, dang.
Games at 4:10. But so what, 3 hours?
Yeah.
7:10, show starts at 8 or 9.
I'll probably start like at 8:30.
Yeah. So you'll just get an influx of probably me drunk being like, hey!
It is what it is. I'll probably be hanging out downtown anyways, and I'd probably be around Motor around that time.
Exactly.
So
no biggie. I was just like, March 28th, why do I know that date? Because it's the one that's big and circled on the calendar.
Yeah.
Very exciting stuff. Well, thank you to Sports Drink for hosting the audio of this podcast. We appreciate it. Thanks to In the Clutch. Check out intheclutch.com for all the MLBPA shirts that you need in your life. There's a whole bunch that are about to be on the website that we're waiting on approval from the MLBPA, and they're sick. There's this new one. It's an Ellie De La Cruz racing tee. Very cool. Thank you for having me down in the fart dunge.
Anytime, baby.
Just talking about farts and chili.
Mm-hmm, just letting it loose.
Let her loose, just like the chili.
Letting it fly, baby.
Let her fly. And thank you for watching and listening and all that good stuff. And as always, go Red Legs.
Go Red Legs.